Met Aaron out in Tahoe. You know, I think the world of him. I think he's playing really well right now. You know, we text each other every once in a while, and when I got traded here, I just texted him and, you know, said I'd get to see him twice a year. So, wish him the best, you know, except for this game, and I think he feels the same.
How was your chemistry developing with your receivers?
Really well. You know, spent a lot of time with them through OTAs and through training camp and then through preseason games. So we're on the right track.
Is that a pretty good group compared to what you had out in Denver?
Well, I mean, everyone's got to realize the group we had in Denver. You know, Eddie Royal came in as a second-round pick. He was a return guy. Brandon Marshall came in as a fourth-round pick. No one knew anything about him. So it's not like they came in as All-Americans.
Jay, have you realized, or when did you come to the realization that how much, you know, Chicago as a city is counting on you given their history with quarterbacks?
The expectations are definitely high. You know, I realized that day one when I first got here, and they haven't let up since. And I think I'm embracing it. I think the team's embracing it. Everyone in the city of Chicago is excited. So we just got to stay focused and take it one game at a time.
Did you know it would be like that when you got here, or was it a little bit of a surprise to you?
No, once the trade was made, I knew, you know, I grew up a Bears fan, so I knew the history, I knew the quarterback situation over the years, so I knew that there was going to be some excitement.
Jay, how have you seen that kind of manifest itself? I mean, do you run into people when you go out to dinner, or do people say stuff as you're coming off the field? I mean, what have you,
we've got great fans here, you know, going out to dinner, going to the movies, you know, no matter where you go in Chicago, you know, people are going to wish you luck, congratulate you, and, you know, you can just tell that they're genuinely excited, which makes it fun.
You're obviously a confident guy. Do you like the idea of having that expectation of the entire city on you?
Well, you know, we don't really have a choice. You know, that's how it is, so we just got to deal with it the best we can, and I think the fans realize it's a 16-game season. There's definitely going to be ups and downs. We're going to have injuries. We just got to stay focused and go one game at a time.
You got a couple of really good tight ends there. What does that do for an offense to have those kind of weapons at tight end?
Yeah, it takes some pressure off the guys outside. You know, we just got to find some matchups so we can use with those guys and, you know, do some different stuff. So it's definitely going to help the receivers and so they don't have to bear the whole load.
So is it a challenge to prepare for this team this week, given that they've changed this scheme? Is preseason tape?
Definitely. You know, they're playing really good ball. They're doing a lot of different stuff. They're making offenses prepare for a lot of different looks. They're blitzing a lot from different angles and different gaps. So it's definitely a challenge. Don't have a lot of film on them, which makes them even harder.
Do you have to dig deeper? You see where other teams and capers run? Or?
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff. I mean, he's changed up his defense from back in the Miami days and through his things. He's picked, you know, he's in New England last year, so I'm sure he's got a few tweaks from there. He used to save it in Miami, so he's got a few tweaks from there. So it's a, you know, it's going to be difficult for us.
Are you watching tape from those other teams, then?
We're watching a lot of different things.
All right.
Jay, how's your offensive line protection coming together? It seemed like there's a pretty decent rush on you in that Broncos game. And obviously, the regular season's different, but how's that coming together?
That's coming along great. I don't really expect them to run into any problems this year.
Jay, if there was one element of your game that you've either focused on in the offseason or want to improve on, what would it be?
I was going to do my job. Came in here and had to learn the new offense and then gel with the receivers and the offensive line. So we're all coming together as a unit, and I just got to go out there and do my job and everyone else on the offense do their job.
Do you feel any pressure from Lovey to sort of you know, tone it down just a little bit because of the style of offense that they've run? Or, you know, is he going to be okay with you taking some chances?
We're going to take our shots. There's no doubt about it. We're going to run the ball. We're going to pound the ball. But when we're presented opportunities, we're going to let it fly. And we got some good guys outside to go get it for us.
With Forte as your leading receiver last year, would you be okay if that happened again this year?
As long as we're winning ball games.
Jay, what do you think when you look around this division and look at the marquee quarterbacks that are in it now? I know you're coming from the outside, but mm-hmm. Rodgers, obviously, and then Stafford.
Yeah, we got a good group. You know, when they brought Brett in, and then, you know, Matt got drafted to Detroit, and Aaron was already here. So we've got a talented group of quarterbacks, and we've got some really good teams in this division.
Did Favre give you any scouting reports on these guys?
No, it's hard to scout them. I got a whole new defense and a whole new scheme, so it's hard to nail them down. Personnel-wise, we know kind of what kind of guys they got and what they like to do, but scheme-wise, it's a little bit different.
Jay, how well do you know him, obviously, with Buss being both your agents?
I know him. You know, we've talked to him a few times, and, you know, I'm not going to call him up out of the blue, but if I need something, I can call Brett.
Anything else for Jay?
Jay, has Lovie expressed, you know, how he feels about beating the Packers to you personally? He's, you know, made it known in the past publicly. But, you know, before the season started or even this week, has he sat with you and talked about that?
It's a very big game. Not only is it the opener, but it's against Green Bay, our oldest rival. Played them a bunch, so it means a lot to the city of Chicago. It means a lot to the city of Green Bay. I understand that. I think you know, Green Bay understands that. So it's a heated rivalry, and we're all excited about it, especially on Sunday night.
Jay, you mentioned expectations. What did you think when Sports Illustrated picked you guys to go to the Super Bowl?
Haven't seen it. You know, this team really doesn't worry about that stuff. We just got to go one game at a time and try to beat Green Bay.